and do
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little welcome. I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. I have got Crystal Victoria on the line. Are you there, dear? Hello, hello.
I'm here. Hello, I'm here.
I've got Phoenix Divine in the house, too. How are you doing today, Miss Phoenix?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Now?
I'm doing well. Before we get started, ladies, let's start with a little bit of my show's intro music. Is that okay by y'all?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if... Hey, yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little welcome. I'm the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. We're talking to two of the finest ladies on this country's map. I'm talking to the poet, Miss Phoenix Divine. Hello, dear.
Hey.
And I'm talking to an author, a CEO of Boss Lady Enterprises, the founder of Target Evolution. BOSS is an acronym for Being of Successful Service, motivational speaker, life and business coach, strategic planner, real estate investor, community activism, and the proud owner of an open car door. What's going on, Crystal?
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're good. Are you at the gas station again? Last podcast, we caught you in the gas station.
I know. And I'm always on the move, so I am in the car, but I don't have it on Bluetooth this time.
Goodness gracious, woman. What you driving? What you pushing? Because that thing must spend a lot of gas because you live at the gas station.
I know. No, I have a New Buick LaCrosse, and it is good on gas.
Okay, I'm in front of the computer. I can Google that and see how much miles per gallon you're getting now. Don't be just lying to me now. I'm saying.
No, it's really good on gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you. this is what you're on. The difference between the last podcast and this podcast is the fact that this is the A Day in the Life series. And a lot of times it is my belief that a lot of people, especially people like yourself and people like Phoenix, they know a lot about you ladies digitally, but they don't know, like, the day-to-day what's going on. And what happens to me, people get my digital persona a little twisted because they don't necessarily know the real me. What's the biggest misconception about you in your day-to-day? What do people get wrong about Crystal Victoria?
Oh, wow. Such a great question. What do people get wrong about Crystal Victoria?
People think they know you, but they really don't know you. What typically trips them up?
I think what trips them up is my why and my background. So all too often, you know, people see me in the community. I'm, you know, dealing with politicians and Dallas County judges and and teens. And, you know, I think that people don't get that I'm doing what I do for a real reason that's very, very personal to me. So, interestingly, I was punished 3 times for the same crime. And I never sued. I never played a victim, never said a word about it. I just made a solution. So with what I do with Target Evolution, it's a way to fix where I messed up, in a way to help other kids and teens to avoid my mistake. And I think sometimes people think that I'm just, you know, oh, you know, she's educated and, you know, she's just had businesses and been successful. And so, you know, she just wants to get out here and do it. Kids like, no, I did not realize that there was a purpose for my pain. And all of the stuff that I was going through was going to be needed. I didn't realize Mike Brown and Eric Gardner and all these things were going to be taking place, and that the solutions I was creating 5 years ago would be ever increasingly important today. So that's what I think people miss sometimes is my why. I don't think that they really understand how important everything that I'm doing is and the why behind it. And that's what I think the misconception. I think they see a pretty face and they think like, oh, she's cute. She's, you know, doing all this stuff. And like I'm getting in these circles for, you know, the wrong reasons. But I have a mission. I'm making some changes because I see where I was seriously, you know, harmed by a lot of the things that were going on. And instead of me just being loud and always protesting about it, my solution is just to get in there, hands on, roll my sleeves up, toe, and also work and reach out to the politicians and make sure that they're on board and I have access to them so that I can even furthermore be effective in change. So that's it.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, it's very funny you should say that because, well, first off, the reason why I say that is because a lot of people get me and my brand twisted. And no matter how spiritual I am or no matter how humble I keep it, because I have a very confident onstage personality that people who may not know me, who may, to the casual viewer, they'd be like, oh, that guy might be cocky or arrogant or something to that effect. Now, an ego certainly is present on stage. Everybody has an ego. I spoke to a girl the other day, and she was of the thinking that females did not have ego. And I was like, well, everybody does. Well, you know what I mean? It's just some people have their ego in the driver's seat, and some people have their ego riding shotgun. Shotgun is a very cool place for an ego to be. Ego is a terrible driver, but the best shotgun rider, like, ever. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm looking at your website right now. Just before we get into any more conversation, would you mind telling some of the listeners who may not know what Target Evolution is? Could you explain that to them? I was talking to a few educators this morning, and they knew exactly what Target Evolution is, but could you explain that to the listener?
Sure. So essentially what we do is we provide entrepreneurial education for teens, empowering them with opportunities, but also the resource for them to start a small business while in high school. All of our students take 8 courses that are online. They get 500 business cards, a website and email, a company logo, and a business mentor program. So when they actually finish, they are running a small business of their own on the side. And then they start earning benefits and rewards to keep them in business and to encourage them to continue. One of the rewards they're earning and that they can earn is up to $25,000 in a business loan or a college scholarship. And we just added a really cool car financing program so they can get a car too.
That is very, very clever. A lot of times people don't know that this kind of help is even available. Phoenix, have you ever heard of this? I mean, you were in on the last interview, so I know you know who Crystal Victoria is because y'all spoke.
Yeah, she has a pretty amazing program. I've actually checked out her website, and there are not very many programs like that
anywhere.
Wow. Okay. It looks like I think Crystal dropped. We're going to try to get Crystal back, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like the call just dropped. For all I know is she may be driving through the mountains somewhere. I got a lot of things to ask Crystal. This is a day in the life of Crystal Victoria. Of course, it can't be that if the call keeps dropping. So in the meantime and in between time, it looks like we're going to play some music. Wait a second. Is that her? Hold on. Crystal,
hello?
Hello?
Technical difficulties, y'all. Technical difficulties.
Last time, the call dropped, too, and you were talking. This was about, what, 6 months ago? And I thank you, and I don't mean to get all in your business. Yes, I do. I think you were reeling a few months back. Somebody wasn't playing the game of romance very fair to you, and we was talking about him. How did that pan out? Do you remember what I'm saying?
How did I repeat that again to me? I don't think I heard you clearly.
Six months ago, we had a conversation, and you was like, these brothers out here can't do a sister right. And it sounds like 6 months ago that you may or may not have been getting out of a situation that did not serve you.
I stuttered. I had said, I know. I did move on.
Okay.
So I am seeing someone. But it's not, you know, it's fun. We're friends. And right now I just want to focus on, I personally have the goal of focusing on what I need to do. Now, don't get me wrong. I am having a 30 itch. So I just turned 31 and it's, you know, it's 31. My friends are getting married and having kids. I'm like, oh, I'm still trying to get on the court, but what's
fine? That makes a lot of sense. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, we are freaking live today. I am in Cali. Phoenix is in Cali. We are in Roseville, California, but Crystal Victoria, she is in Texas. Are you not?
Yes, Dallas.
Now, indeed. Now, are you familiar with the rapper Nas?
With the rapper
named Nas, N-A-S, Nasir Jones.
Oh, yes, Nas.
Yes. Now, Nas once said that we love to hear the story of how the thugs live in worry. And that very well may be true, but we want to hear your story as well. All right, do you have an exciting story, Crystal?
I have a pretty interesting one. I think it is.
I want you to hear this song that I just made 2 days ago, and I want you to listen to those lyrics, and then we're going to come back and ask you a couple questions. Can we do that?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know the rest of this speech. We're talking to two lovely ladies, and I am the freaking MC. We will be right back after some music.
G R A F F I T I B L E U.
On the dangerous, ain't too many that can walk like us. Used to be in love, oh, call it lust. Until the trust between us was broken, leaving us to fuss. To each other with disgust. Under breath, there lives a cuss. You left and it was a plus. I left, you said, what's the rush? Your intentions were to crush my heart with the royal slush. The king and the queen of what? Tinsel, you'll have lots of luck. Chasing of the nuts to suck. And while you're out there, monkey branching, I'll be doing creative stuff. Right now, it's just me and Jill. Great Scott, I feel like a gun of cold steel. So real, pointing straight at your grill. Firing at my will, Phoenix bleed like blue chill. All facts.
We both took the red pill. Shuffle words like playing cards. Cut the deck, it's my deal. Metaphoric blood spill. Ignorance that I kill ends up in the landfill. Watch out for them love traps. With no drawers or bra straps. Romance told with real raps. Just because my way is different from your way doesn't make your way
right.
Just because you choose the dark way doesn't mean I can't do the opposite.
Walk in light.
Just because today I move like MLK, tomorrow I can turn him out.
Fight.
We could be great friends or the worst of enemies. One is a summer breeze.
Dark as night. Still kill the romance that wasn't meant to be. Pride killed the friendship between you and me. Making me ask God, was I worthy? And if so, is this really how love is supposed to be? I walk inside my own skin quite comfortably.
What?
But I still look at romance awkwardly. Wondering if a person is real or is this just the person that they pretend to be. Black butterfly, I set you free.
Ha!
You were never in a cage though, and that's the fucking irony. Once it was ride or die with me, now it's run far away and try to find some place to hide from me. Fine, then I say peace, see you later, and thank you for paving the way to something greater. I'm in the vortex and you're a spectator. Instead of bowing down to you, I chose the creator.
Just because my way is different from your way doesn't make your way.
Right.
Just because you choose the dark way doesn't mean I can't do the opposite.
Walk in light.
Just because today I move like MLK, tomorrow I can turn out.
Fight.
We could be great friends or the worst of enemies. One is a summer breeze, the other
dark as night.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, you know the rest of this speech. Shine the mouth of the salt of Anthony Bennett in the studio with Phoenix Divine. Hey, Phoenix.
Hey, Blue.
We are on the line with Crystal Victoria. Crystal, you say?
Hi.
Yeah, there are people we know and people we know but do not. In fact, especially known by artists or entrepreneurs, as Crystal Victoria, who shares that art business name level. How about the actor we know and the private person they really are, as an example? The singers carefree to us, but it's heart skin on another. What if I told you that this podcast has no desire to broadcast frequencies of insincerity? What if I told you this podcast has a way of attracting people to critical space to its form? Here we are, and we are in a day in the life with Crystal Victoria. Crystal, how do you start your day, dear? What typically starts your day?
What starts my day? So starting my day, I typically start with a meditation and a lot of quiet time. I start my day in silence, and I work in silence as well for a while until I wake up and I feel like talking to people. More often than not, I start by checking emails, making sure that, you know, any communications that need to take place or replies are taken care of. Then I check in and make sure that everything is ready to go for my students, making sure that the system is working and that everything is going well with our learning management system. Then I typically have meetings. It just depends. Some days I have meetings, and some days I'm strictly on IT, building our system, refining courses, looking for material, making sure things work, integrating systems, and then also working with different sponsors and reaching out to PTA meetings and other organizations that parents to set up times to come in and do a presentation for them, see if the program will be a good fit for their students, for their kids. And so, yeah, that's my morning.
Well, I heard meditation in the beginning, and that is something I know Phoenix definitely likes to do. Are you a spiritual person?
Very.
Okay, very interesting. Are you familiar with the term mastery?
Am I familiar with the term mastery?
As it pertains to spirituality. Have you ever heard the term spiritual master?
Spiritual master, yes.
Mm-hmm. You have? Do you consider yourself a spiritual master?
No. I think that's a perpetual state of becoming. I think we're always going to be seeking to master the spiritual life and become spiritual masters. I will not say that I'm a spiritual master, though.
Okay. If you could be anywhere right now at this very moment besides this beautiful podcast, where would it be?
Gosh, what a dream. I would probably be in California with you guys in L.A. somewhere, or in Las Vegas in an awesome hotel.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, before I get all up in Crystal Victoria's business, and before Phoenix Divine does the same, if you want to join us in this conversation and chop it up with a poet, a artist, or a BOSS, you can call us at 929-477-1388. That's 929-477-1388. We are live in the studio. And I will continue on if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna ask Phoenix this question before I ask it to you. Phoenix, what would you have to see to cry tears of joy?
Oh, God.
Yes. This is a graffiti. We ask the tough questions on this show, damn it.
I don't know. What would I have to see to make me cry tears of joy? Probably everybody in the world getting along.
Ooh. Crystal Victoria, what would you have to see to cry tears of joy?
I think I would, in order to cry tears of joy, I would want to see peace, harmony, and good riddance to racism.
I do.
That's a good one.
That's a real good one. What would I have to see both of the things both of you ladies said for me to cry tears of joy.
Now, well, you're a man. Men don't cry.
Well, you know, all men cry just in secret. That's a tweet.
I think it's funny because equality is so important, and from educational to work related, to have equality, like a real just society. From, you know, the judicial, in every aspect, I would see heaven on earth. I think I would do more than cry tears of joy. I'd probably dance and do that happy dance.
indeed. Crystal, who influenced you the most in your life and how?
So that's a really good question. I've had a lot of influence. I think one of my favorites is Oprah, very influenced by Oprah. And another, I'm in the Bayhive. I am a Beyonce fan. And it's funny how music helped, especially during tough times. And it was me listening to Beyonce music that kind of empowered me to pull through. And so those are two women that I look up to as it relates to, like, you know, from a distance, people that have kept me straight. Now, close up to me, I have a team of business coaches and consultants and advisors that have always, not always, but here the last 5 or 6 years have taken what I say is 5 minutes out of their life to help me shape mine. And I'm grateful for every one of them.
Oh, that is what's up. Phoenix Divine, what are some, who influenced you most in your life, dear?
Oh, man, what a loaded question. I actually grew up with a lack of influence.
Okay.
And that helped shape me. I became kind of a child of the world, but if we're gonna pick one person, I'd have to say Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Very influential. Her music actually pulled me out of a coma, and I'm here today because of her. So I would love to meet Lauryn Hill, by the way. Can you set that up for me?
I'm working on it. Well, Crystal's a mover and shaker. Crystal, we need to talk to Lauryn Hill. Could you have her call into the show, please?
You need to do what? I say that again?
We need to talk to Lauryn Hill, only female
Lauryn
member.
Hill.
Yes, and we know you're a boss chick. Could you set that up, please? Thanks.
I'll see what I can do. I may have a connection.
Okay, Lauryn Hill, if you're out there listening, please call us here at 929-477-1388. There is no pressure to perform, and we have limited funds, but we can pay you in cookies. And give us a call up here at the studio. We've got to pay a bill just in case Lauryn calls. We can at least get her the cookies. So we'll be right back after this.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The air date of this podcast is Thursday, October 13th. Last week on the show, we actually didn't have anybody on the show. I was going to do a podcast for the 222 series, and I got wrapped up in a video project, so we couldn't air anything. Next week, on October 20th, we have the fantastic writer, author, great friend, Madison Lake comes to the podcast. But today we are talking to Phoenix Divine, the poet, and Crystal Victoria, a woman who wears many hats. You still there, Chris?
Yes, sir.
How you making out today, girl? You said it's good to hear you peaceful. That's kind of why I wanted to do another podcast with you, because you were a little spun. Last time we spoke, you was ready. I think you were shopping for a pistol, and you were looking for somebody to shoot.
Yeah, I fake acting loaded, you know. I'm like a gangster. I'm about that life.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. That is what's up. We're going to keep moving. And speaking, we got to go opposite of gangster. And I would like to know, have you ever loved someone? I'm not talking about family, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers. Have you ever loved someone who wasn't your flesh?
Yes, of course. I love lots of people.
Indeed. Have you ever loved someone, Phoenix?
Unfortunately.
I've loved someone and I've not. And I've never regretted loving anyone. You want to know why, ladies? Because loving someone is never a loss. Because how is it possible for love to be a loss? But speaking of losses or possible missteps or the perceptions of missteps, Crystal, what would you do differently if you could turn back time?
If I could turn back time,
And not affect your current success in any way. What would you do different?
You said not affecting my current success.
not affect your success. Like, you're not going to do any worse. If you can change one thing and do better, but not do anything worse. Because some people, some people get caught up like, well, if I change one thing, I might not be where I'm at today. But if you could change anything and not be worse off, but be well off, what would you change?
Oh, yeah, no, I have a couple of things that I could have done to do better. So there are some business decisions that I made early on that were not good. And I realized, because when I started Target Evolution, I had quite a bit of money. And so the result was I was throwing it money at things, opposed to just doing it or, you know, having a leaner operation. And I'm suffering. I suffered for it for a while. And so I probably ran through about $80,000. And I had that back. Huh?
That's a hell of a run to run through 80 G's.
Yeah, in 9 months. And I look back, and some people are like, oh, well, yeah, that's not. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Because now, knowing what I know, I wouldn't have went through a quarter of it, you know, and it's frustrating sometimes. I mean, I've recouped. But, you know, it's just to know that that could have spurred me on to be much further along. you know, sometimes a damper, but, you know, I look at it like this. And
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, Crystal might be driving to the Texas Cavern somehow. We just dropped the call. We're going to go to this, and we'll be right back, people.
This is Phoenix Divine, and you are now listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on G Blue Radio for gblue.com.
Okay, I'm not even driving anymore, so I just have a fat face that hangs up my phone. Sorry.
Okay, well, you gave me a great segue. What people are getting ready to listen to was My Coffee Brown by Tay Giannis, and he is our independent artist to check for. You can get his single, My Coffee Brown, killed album, and you spell his name T-E-Y. Y-A-N-I-I-S, and he is a good dear brother of mine. He's doing big things, and he is probably sonically one of the best artists that you don't know about.
Awesome.
So moving on. Crystal was talking about things she would have done differently if she could go back in time.
Right, and what I was saying was, the thing about it is that I don't have like a traditional 4-year degree. So what I had to do is realize that maybe that was necessary because that gave me a Harvard degree in business and finance. Now I know, and I learned a heck of a lesson. And it's more than just intellectual knowledge. I also have the emotional understanding of that lesson. And sometimes that's what you miss from the textbook. The textbook does not give you the emotional component of whatever it is you're learning. You can learn how to fly a plane, but until you actually get up in the air and the emotions take over, you're not as an effective pilot yet. You got to get in the plane.
Amen to that. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, I'm at the home office of Graffiti Blue Worldwide Studios. I have Phoenix Divine in the house. And I have to be fair to both ladies, and I have to ask you the same question, Phoenix. If you could turn back the hands of time and do something differently without affecting you, like the amount of success you have, like you could only get more, well, would you do anything differently? And if so, what would you do?
Well, there's a lot of things that I would do differently.
Okay.
But of the things that I would do differently, I would invest more into myself and less into everybody else and wait to have children.
Ooh. Ooh. Do you have any children, Crystal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, girl, both?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a boy, a girl, or both?
Oh, do I have any children?
Yes.
Oh, no. I thought she said she would. Did you say you would invest more into yourself?
No. Yeah, Phoenix said she would invest more into herself and she would wait to have children.
Ah, okay. That's what I thought I heard her say. So, yeah, no, I don't have children yet.
Okay, which brought me to the question is, do you have children?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay, okay. That's
I have 45. You want to get technical about how many times in my program?
Well, I know you do so much. I know mentoring is a part of your makeup. So, because I don't have any children either. So, but yet I mentor so many people. You kind of are a parent by default.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. And I know you know all about that, but. Let's continue with the questions. This is a day in the life with my special guest, Crystal Victoria, and my certainly special person riding shotgun with me is Phoenix Divine. I want to ask both of you ladies this question. What is your most amazing memory? Crickets. I don't have any cricket noises. But I have cricket noises for the audience to listen to. And I know these questions aren't your typical, what it is question that most interviewers ask, but this isn't a typical show. So to help you ladies out, I will answer my own question while you marinate on what it is. And I have a lot of amazing memories. But my most amazing memory is when I looked the Lord herself in the face when I was in Salerno, Italy. That was my most spiritual, most, oh my goodness, come off the mountain looking gray like Moses. I just saw the burning bush, freaking moment of my life. Now I will ask you ladies a question again. And it does not have to be godly. For all you know, your most amazing memory might be when Tyrone actually called. So what is your most amazing memory?
Do you want me to go first? So, and I guess
yes.
I will.
Yes.
So, my most amazing memory, gosh, I have so many. I'm like you. I do my best to create amazing memory every day, right?
Okay.
Or at least a couple times a week. So I have several, but if I had to point to probably one that I'm just like, man, take me back to that moment in time. Well, I wouldn't want to go back to that time, but I wish that I can have that again. I wish it would happen again where I'm at today. And it was when I went overseas. I actually went to Nepal and
okay.
Kathmandu, Nepal, which is in Southeast Asia and between India and Tibet. And, was looking at Mount Everest and the Himalayan mountain range out of my window. And I was just like in awe, like pinching myself, like, am I really on the other side of the planet right now? Like, it was just the coolest kind of moment.
Wow.
And that moment lasted for a week. but it was just like, it was just a serendipity, you know? It was just like, wow. I knew then that God had something really special for me. And it would just be a while for me to figure it out. But that's when I started tapping in. I could see the light shining in. That would be my favorite.
That is what is up. We are going to pass the mic now, Miss Crystal, to Phoenix Divine. Do you have a amazing memory that you care to share with the listeners? This is G Blue Radio, people. You can join the conversation and talk about something amazing, too. We are in the studio at 929-477-1388. We are freaking live right now.
I have a lot of moments. Most currently would have been a moment that I had an opportunity to do something that maybe I didn't necessarily want to do. And I took the opportunity to do what I wanted to do. And I'm a quiet girl. I normally do what other people want to do. So having the gumption, if you will, to say, you know, this is what I want to do regardless of what somebody else feels was an amazing moment for me. It may not have been Bali or God talking to me, but it certainly felt like God was talking to me.
I like that. Wow. What do I say to that? But bravo to both of you ladies. Ladies, I think because of the subject matter and because this is a quick show, we got about 17 minutes left. Crystal, I'm going to play this song for our listeners. And this is by a local independent fellow by the name of Conscious. And he has a song called Imagine, which I think is very appropriate for the question I just asked. Would you mind me playing that song for our listeners?
No, let's hear it.
All right, let's hear it. This is Conscience 8 with Imagine here on G Blue Radio.
Another nigga, and embracing mediocrity with my dreams so much bigger. I ain't no Cole, no Kendrick, no Nas, no Jay, no X, no Pac, just me, my faith. Recognition don't depreciate my status, I'm great. Burst block together, I'm a wolf though. I came up where it's cut though. No more fist and knives, that thing bust though. But this is a story of growth, so listen. My motive to lead my people towards better life. Imagine the world without evil, just imagine the paradise. Imagine being content, although your bread ain't really right. Because you got your whole life, rewind, let me take you back to Lockwood Elementary. She wasn't really meant for me. The fights, the struggle, the crush is part of my history. For so long, I trapped my past so deep beneath my heart. On the surface, was conscious, but shady, been apart. Now understand, vulnerability is part of the art. So as I travel backwards, walk with me to the darkness. And let me tell you about my hardships. The issues gathered through my conscience. The lessons that brought this mindset. Cause now we a triple threat. I'm rocking shows for my people, killing verses for the fans. Put the spotlight on him, let the world see who I am. Make sacrifices, knowing I was a leader. And people see my confidence, assumed I was conceited. My pride made me pull away, at times I depleted my energy from feeding in the petty shit. Selecting taught me more than all them lessons did. Messing with bras and niggas that was irrelevant. From settling, I lost time and you can't ever win. Moments back, cause it's forever manifesting. From picking blessings from Satan's table. If Kane can kill, then you know these niggas hate. Insecurity make weak niggas feel hate. An opportunity to make humble brothers feel grateful. I'm thankful, so thankful. Look, I said middle school fake games, we were still innocent. Imagine if we used our intellect instead of ignorance. The crossroads is coming, really, but I ain't see it yet. What you want, your popularity or your self-respect? I understand vulnerability is part of the art. So as I travel backwards, walk with me to the darkness. And let me tell you about my hardships. The issues scattered through my content. The lessons that brought this mindset. Cause now we a triple threat. I'm rocking shows for my people, killing verses for the fans. Put the spotlight on them, let the world see who I am. Conscious. Yeah, I'm conscious. Look, yeah, look. I said middle school fake gangs, we were still innocent. Imagine if we used our intellect instead of ignorance. The crossroads is coming, really, but I ain't see it yet. What you want, your popularity or your self-respect? Your self-respect. Your self-respect. Yeah. Day to day.
This is just my thoughts for Graffiti Blue on G Blue Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio for Graffiti Blue Worldwide at GBLEU.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, you know the rest of this speech. Crystal, you still there? Hello, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good. What did you think of the song by Conscience, by chance?
I liked it. I thought it had a real nice groove, real nice beat to it.
No, he is. Yeah, when I first heard that song by Conscience, I was immediately a fan. He's a local dude out of Sacramento. That's Conscience 8. Follow my man on Twitter at Conscience 8, the number 8, on Twitter, and that's what's up. Crystal is already on Twitter. You can follow her, Crystal Victoria at Twitter, right?
No, I'm at Diary Boss.
Okay, all right, at Diary Boss.
Yeah, I think it's Diary. You know what? That's bad.
I know. I follow you on Twitter. Let me see if that's what it is. Because I just type in Crystal Victoria and it comes up.
Yeah,
but it is at Diary Boss. DIARYBOSS.
I forget. That's the only place that I have Diary Boss. So it's like.
Okay, you can also follow Phoenix Divine at Phoenix Divine 1 at Twitter, just to make sure I have everything right. Now, I hear you talking. We got a bit personal. We got spiritual. In the beginning of the hour, we talked about business and how you move. And, you know, this is all about a day in the life of Crystal Victoria. But what I did not hear, what escaped me, or maybe I just didn't ask, was I know you're an author, and I know you write, and I know you're published, and you've been published, but where is the private time for you to create in there? In your day, I don't hear a lot of quiet time where you can kind of go off and create what will inevitably be a book, a business deal, or whatever. Do you get quiet time?
Yes, and it's usually late at night. So I am notorious for being up at ungodly hours. And 2-3 a.m. is normal for me. I actually like night as it relates to creativity. It is not uncommon for me to lay down and be attempting to go to sleep, and then a creative thought or divine inspiration hits me and I get up out of my bed and start writing. I don't think we can restrict our creativity to a time frame. I can't say, I'm only creative between 7 and 10 p.m. Like, no.
We try to regiment it, but it doesn't work.
Exactly.
When it wants to come.
Exactly, and it doesn't work. And on top of that, when it's forced, it's not as it's not as divinely inspired. It's more from your head and your ego, and not from that place where it's going to be as impactful. It can always be more impactful if it's done with divine inspiration. So I try to wait for those moments, and I have so much written material, just letting those moments come together, opposed to forcing myself to write. My books are literally collections of moments that thoughts have hit me, and I'm like, woo, I want to write on that, and I may start writing, and I may look up 2-3 hours later when I'm done and have tons of stuff, have 10 or 11 pages worth of material. So that's my time, and that's how I operate in that area.
Okay. All right. Phoenix, do you find it hard to find quiet time to create what you need to create? Is it random? Is it mostly late at night? Is it mostly during the day? Is it when you first wake up? Is it when you're driving somewhere?
I am a early morning, late night creative kind of girl.
Okay. Your most fire verses get created during what time? Morning or night?
Morning. First thing waking up.
Okay. All right, creativity does not.
I wish I had that.
Yeah, you can't write 16 bars first thing in the morning, Crystal. What's wrong with you, girl?
I'm so not a morning person that.
I'm just kidding with you. I don't write 16 as soon as I get up. Phoenix is an anomaly.
That's what I said. I wish I had that.
No, it is.
Don't be jealous. My brain's super overactive in the morning. I piss everybody off who hasn't had coffee.
Yeah, I'd probably be one of the people pissed off. Like, not this morning.
Before you talk to me, I'm gonna need for you to do that.
I wish I was a morning person. I really, really do. But I have, since I was a kid, I am grumpy and mean.
Oh, wow. Indeed. Yeah, I can be perky in the morning depending on what the night before was. But
yeah.
For the most part, most of my creations, anything that anybody ever saw me perform, read or whatever, and they thought it was fire, it probably got created late at night. But I can function in the morning, depending on what it is. But interestingly enough, author, a poet, a writer is not what I saw myself doing when I was young. When I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a fireman, believe it or not. Crystal, what did you want to be when you were five? Did you want to be the CEO of BOSS?
No, I wanted to be a ballerina.
Wow.
I wanted to dance. I still want to be a dancer. It's funny how that's still alive in me somewhere. And I've always loved to dance. I always wanted to be a dancer. My dream got crushed because I was like a little overweight, chubby kid. And my mom was like, you're not going to make it.
What? Hold on. Wait a second. You are not. Don't get me wrong. This poet loves curves. But I did not see a picture with you making a strong case to be a plus size model. So back in the day, you were a little chunky?
Oh, yeah. I was a little chip teletubby chunky little thing.
Wow. A day
when I very girl looking self.
When I started this interview series, I did not know we would be uncovering so many secrets. Wow.
Yes, I grew up fat and bullied all the time. I used to always get picked on.
Wow. Okay.
And look at you now.
Yeah, they hate
it
now. You're right. They hate it now.
Now everybody has a face. Wow. I need to wrap my head around that. While I'm doing that, I'm going to ask Phoenix, what did you want to do when you were five, Miss Divine?
I wanted to be an astronaut.
An astronaut.
Ooh.
So we got an astronaut, a ballerina, and a fireman.
Yep.
I like that. We was going to save the world regardless.
Yeah, I agree. I love the astronaut. I love that. It, you know, the older I get, the more I want. I'm infatuated with space.
No, astronauts got a pretty cool job. If you could manage
yeah.
to come home, you've got a great job.
That's the thing. I don't think I would necessarily have wanted to come home. I could have been one of those astronauts like on the space station, like
wow.
really chilling, looking at Earth, like wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and you know why? With everybody acting a damn fool on this planet, an astronaut on a interplanetary station by yourself seems about right.
Yeah. See, I already knew what this world was going
to
bring.
Wow. Okay. If you could do one thing to change the world, what would you do, Crystal?
One thing to change the world.
Like really change it. Not, you know, like if you could, we're going to give you like the powers of magic. So if world peace is your thing, unity, if you want motherfuckers to put on a turn signal consistently. If your planet, you got one wish, what do you wish for the planet? Well, mankind, because the planet's going to be okay. Mankind, I don't think so. The planet will be fine.
I think one thing I would do is
raise the conscious level, raise the elevate everybody's conscious level to a higher vibratory frequency. And what I mean when I say that is have everyone more in tune with their spiritual side instead of so much on the material. And I think all of the rest of the ills would get cured from there, because that would empower people to be more helpful, be more just and equal and fair towards everybody. So that would be my magic touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes, dudettes, popes, deacons, and pastors, did you just hear what Crystal said? Now, for someone who does not claim to be a spiritual master, or at least claim to go by that title, you sure are saying things that a spiritual master would probably say. Congratulations. I'm glad you gave the explanation to our audience, but you got two spiritual people in the studio today, and we knew exactly what you were talking about. So I got to punt. Before we get out of here, we got about 3 minutes left of this podcast. I will punt that question to Phoenix Divine before we go. What is your one wish for humankind before we get out of here?
Well, I think humankind is just fine with the way that they are. But if we want to change all of humanity, then we have to change ourselves.
Okay.
And the change starts from within. So my wish would be to, as high as a being as we can be at times, it would be to see more consistency.
Okay.
To not get so distracted by the ills of the world that we can't maintain our own happiness, that we can allow things to flow and be.
Wow. I love that too. Crystal, did you hear what she said?
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree.
Crystal, we got about a minute and a half of this podcast. First off, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to call in. I know you're a mover and a shaker and you're busy and all of that stuff, but it is very cool to get somebody such as yourself who does so much stuff for the community and to bring us together. It's so nice of you to take the time out and talk to me, Phoenix, and everybody else. So thank you first off on that. Second,
yeah, well,
is there anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Well, last words for me is always kind of my motto is the sky is not the limit because there are footprints on the moon, a.k.a.
Uh-huh.
We got an astronaut on here. No.
As
we know, we have explored horizons to the ends of the Milky Way, galaxy, Pluto, there are no limits. And I just wish and hope that everyone continues to reach beyond their limitations of the ones that are set in your mind to do great things and be a service to humanity. So.
And, oh, wow. Indeed, Phoenix, is there anything you want to say before we sign off?
Peace, love, and happiness. Spread love and light.
Peace, love, and happiness. Next week, we have Madison Lake on the 20th. We've been talking to Crystal Victoria. I am your host, the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, Graffiti Blue. And until next time, thank you again, ladies.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will just leave people with this. In conclusion, it is my personal belief that there is no human soul that is greater than another soul. It is my personal belief that a soul's purpose is to experience what it chooses to experience. It is my belief that the concept of beauty, ugliness, right, wrong, good, and evil are all a matter of personal perspective and truth. It is my personal belief that happiness is a choice, no different than you choosing to place your feet in a square that you outlined in chalk. So in this instance, if the square you designed is a metaphor for happiness, stand inside of it, and refuse to ever be pushed out of it. Go to gblu.com and hit the follow button, since every creation that comes out of it helps you stay inside of it. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.